Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Warriors This Week. That is Dan Devone, Steven Rizzotto, a.k.a. Pasta Behind the Glass. My name is Evan Giddings, and we are rocking and rolling from 9 to noon. Now, usually, Dan, you're coming off of, you know, 3 hours of sleep. You're flying in from JFK. You're Mr. Coast to coast, east and west. But this week, you had a full week in the Bay Area. You had a full week to sit down, and just examine what's been going on.
I am so locked in. I almost called into Sports Talk Radio yesterday. But I wanted to, didn't want to let everyone know that I didn't have a life by calling in the middle of the afternoon. But I am ready to go to talk about them Golden State Warriors. I watched the game. I broke down Steve Kerr's sound. I've been looking at data, crunching numbers, putting in overtime. Ready to go today. By the way, I swam this morning. And I jumped at about 6:30. And it's dark. And I don't usually swim when it's dark. So I get to the beach, and I'm about to go into the San Francisco Bay. It's like 47 degrees. I'm half naked. And I was like, what the hell am I doing? Like, what am I trying to prove? This is ridiculous. I'm the only guy standing there. Like, this makes no sense. Why am I doing this? So I thought about, and I always do this from time to time, I thought about turning around, walking back, take a sauna, take a nice hot shower, right? Maybe throw up some weights, get dressed, and go see my beautiful friend Evan Giddings and do some magic for 3 hours. And this invariably always happens. As I'm standing there contemplating this, out of the darkness comes a woman maybe twice my age, and she's in a
60?
In a one piece, and she just swam maybe like, you know, a mile and a half.
Oh, heck yes.
You know, good morning. And I'm like, really? Like, that woman is going to go a mile and a half, and I'm sitting here thinking about doing the walk of shame and going back and taking a sauna. So, of course, I had to man up and say, hell no, and got hypothermia.
Well, I'm glad you made it here, because I know that walk is, I mean, you basically walked to Marin. Like, that, the Dolphin Club is so far away from this building, it's not even funny.
Yeah, but you're going through North Beach, so you're overly stimulated.
Yeah, but the other night when we broke bread and we walked from what felt like Pacific Heights down to the water, up and back. I didn't even know where the clubs that you were describing were at. It is so freaking far how far you walk in the morning, in addition to obviously the swimming that you do. But while we're on the subject of things that we may or may not do again, I think I might be done with concerts for a while. I think I might be done.
What happened?
Dude. So
wait, who'd you see last night? I forgot.
Last night I saw a DJ called Fisher.
All right.
And it was the first show at the Moscone Center, which is this massive hangar, right? It's kind of similar. Have you been to like the Midway or Pier 70? So it's massive.
Low ceiling though, right?
Yes. Massive space. Lots of different lights. It was a great show. The actual guy was great. But the kids, man. There are so many kids. There had to be at least 25,000 people at this place inside this building, which, by the way, I think is supposed to be the setting for Radio Row come Super Bowl week.
Oh, wow.
And it's perfectly set up. Like, when we went to Las Vegas a couple of years ago when the Niners were in the Super Bowl, we were in this big convention hall in Las Vegas. I think it was the MGM Grand or somewhere close, but it was a similar type of size. So the first thing that I'm looking around is, okay, wow, okay, I can see Pat McAfee show over there. They're going to have Jim Rome on this side. Rich Eisen's going to be here. This will be great. I'm walking around. And then it starts to get packed and more packed.
Ooh.
And just sardines start. I'm not even far in the front. My days of being in the mosh and being towards the stage are done. We're over that. But everywhere I look, there's no facial hair. There's no facial hair anywhere in this room. And it's because every single kid is 18 or 19 years old. And Dan, God love them. They have youthful energy. They have spunk. They have a future. It's like Pasta, but he's everywhere. Pasta is jumping through, running, and I don't know what these kids are on these days. All I know is in the middle of the show, this kid had bumped into some big crew, and he gets thrown right in between me and my friends who are sitting there just minding our business, enjoying the music, having a good time. This kid gets thrown through, gets up, and tries to incite this brawl in between basically the crowd that we're with. And I just back up and say, yo, Switzerland. I am Switzerland right now. You, who are probably just above 18 years old, need to back up. You, who are 21 years old and can barely do anything in life, you need to go the opposite way. And I just tried to play peacemaker, got the hell out of the way, and just, I'm here to tell you, Dan, I am done. I'm done with the kids in concerts. I can't do it anymore.
So this is Fisher, the acclaimed Australian house and techno DJ producer.
Yeah, mate.
Did he hit losing it last night?
He did hit losing it last night.
So this guy apparently, okay, so the demo is about, what would you seriously say, 18 to 25, younger?
Well, so this is the thing. So Fisher's...
How old do you have to be to get a ticket to go to one of these? Can you be...
Well, I didn't realize this was an 18 and up event.
Oh, all right.
Because we got tickets through other friends and...
Are they selling alcohol or...
Yeah, they do sell alcohol, but I'm assuming everyone just did it before and came in absolutely trashed. But Fisher's almost 40 years old, I think. I mean, like, he is someone who I knew in college, right? He was beginning to get big, I don't know, 2015, 16, 17. So I thought it'd be fun. And then I come to realize that this is how I know that I'm getting to that point, Dan. Mark Willard's kid was at the concert. I didn't see him, but I knew that he was there. And it made a lot of sense because, and I'm sure Abe was far well more behaved than a lot of these other young cats, but dude, I'm getting old, man.
That's pretty wild.
I'm getting old, man. I think he just graduated, so he's probably 18 or 19.
The big question was Willard there?
No. Mark Willard, no, he had an issue. He had an issue with people going to see Fisher. It was kind of like in jest is what's bugging you yesterday. He had people going to see an act that you can't see because he's a DJ, but he's out on a stage so far away from you, like you can't really see the act. And he's not obviously playing any instruments because he's on the ones and twos.
You know, I'm down with Mark on that. That makes no sense.
However, they had screens all across this massive hangar, basically, that were on him. So you could kind of see him wherever you were.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Wow. Yeah, I'm with Willard on that.
It was great music, though.
But isn't it, you know what, it sort of reminds me when I don't know this Fisher guy, but it's interesting how guys in 40 is so young, but how they relate to a younger demo, right? Like, I'm assuming he's still perceived as being cool and being trendy.
His performance is very energetic.
Yeah.
And actually, he's a really big surfer. Like, if you go check out his Instagram, yeah, he's
one of the first or second videos is him barreling this, I don't know, kind of like, let's say 8 to 10 foot wave. It's pretty impressive. But his whole aura is energy. And he's this, you know, kind of loud, rambunctious Australian cat. He's pretty cool, though. I dig him.
It's sort of like, are you familiar with the skateboarder Rob? Rob Diedrich?
Diedrich? Oh, yeah. Diedrich from Robin Big.
Yeah,
RP Big.
Yeah, that was, God, that has to predate you. That was during my days.
Yeah, but it was still on MTV, though.
Yeah, so he was a guy, and he still, post that, had a reality show that wasn't a reality show, but he was hosting a show. But his whole thing was, he was still wearing skater gear, hat backwards. He was an MTV star hosting these shows. And he was relating, obviously, to a demo much, much, much younger than him because he's, like, pushing 50. He's, like, over 50 years of age.
51.
So that's pretty amazing. Does he still have a show on MTV? Can you check?
He used to be on Ridiculousness,
Ridiculousness.
That just ended.
That's right.
That just ended?
Pretty wild.
I believe it just ended after, like, 20-plus seasons.
That was a great show. By the way, over under 51 and a half years, Dan DeVone.
I'll take the under on that. Come on, man. What are we doing here? I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy who can relate to the 18-year-old, right?
Phlegm?
Actually, you know what?
I think it's under.
I do well. I think I do well with the younger demographic.
Now, why do you think
knee,
that?
Just because I'm immature.
Well, when we broke bread earlier this week, you got a little taste of it. But you're the Rob Dyrdek of 95.7 The Game.
By the way, you know, so we're coming out of a place there, Pasta.
And which one?
Mr. GPS here loses his rig, so we go walking a mile and a half in the wrong direction. You want to know why it took so long for us to get to the next destination? Is my man here, my guide dog, is taking me, you know, south, and we needed to go north. So let's get into the Warriors.
Where was this? Oh, I was watching there's a new Eddie Murphy documentary on Netflix. It's really good. And you just reminded me. In the documentary, he admits that his favorite television show to watch, Eddie Murphy, Delirious, Raw, Saturday Night Live, Eddie Murphy's favorite TV show is Ridiculousness.
Really?
Yes. Because it's just a bunch of clipped up crazy videos. Yeah. And they all have themes and they go through and talk about them. But Eddie Murphy loves all these, like, basically TikTok, I would say pre-TikTok setup for all these crazy videos.
Yeah, you know, my Instagram feed sometimes gets, for whatever reason, whatever algorithm, gets just infiltrated with that. And I find myself just like kind of amused and stimulated for a longer periods of time than I should admit to that I'm just sitting there pulsing through one video after the other. And it's just the stupidest, most ridiculous thing. People either falling down or just running into each other. But the problem is that I have these days, and Pasta, you're going to have to deal with this because it's targeted towards your generation, is that these days I'm having a hard time distinguishing what's real and what's AI.
Yeah.
Like we're getting to that point where it's like, okay, I'm not exactly sure. That looks pretty amazing and pretty believable, but...
Well, we were doing this exercise, I think it was, we might have been when we were at the cafeteria, we're getting ready to watch the Seahawks and... as I transition, the Warriors and the Suns game on Thursday. And we were going around the table and just putting who people's name were into ChatGPT. Because a lot of the hosts at the station, and one of them was from a music station, she hosts in the mornings on Live 105, they all have personalities, they've all been written about, there's information about them on the internet. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to just go in and say, who is... Marcy Weiser, who is Matt Steinmetz? Who is Dan DeVone? You put it into ChatGPT, and the things that pop out are quite surprising because some of them are pretty accurate. Other ones, I'm like, are you sure you're actually on the internet? This doesn't sound like you at all. So AI is one of those things we found out earlier this week is it is usable and serviceable, but you got to fact check it. That's the problem, I think, with a lot of the pastas that were running around Moscone Center last night. The fact-checking part, I feel like as we get older, the younger generations are not going to do as much of it.
There's a friend of mine, and I just spoke with him this morning, and he's brilliant. I think he's a former professor at Stanford. Now he's like an adjunct professor at Cal. And he just laid it out. He said, he's like, Dan, buy land, man, because this thing is imminent. In the next 5 to 10 years... we're all going to be survivalists. We're going to be in the wilds. and we're going to be fighting each other for land, energy, and water. We're not going to be fighting the robots. The robots will have taken over, or AI will have taken over. We are going to be the Ted Kaczynskis of the world and just living off the land and trying to take care of our own, being our families or ourselves. That's the sort of cryptic future that he just laid out. Like, that's apparently where it is that we're headed.
Well, that reminds me.
Thanks to OpenAI.
No, there's this guy back in 2018. Was it T. Boone Pickens? Yeah, he
Oklahoma
State. He tried to buy all the water. He's trying to buy all the water. You can't own water. Well, you can.
T. Boone Pickens, I dealt with him back in the day.
Of course you did.
Well, no. So he's also an investor. So I put when I was dealing with a concussion tool way back before concussions became the sort of epidemic that it turned into. And I had a conversation with him. And he's a huge booster at Oklahoma State. I want to say he has something to do with Oklahoma State. Either he's an alumnus, and he's responsible for
Mike Gundy
recruiting our favorite Fox radio host, who's also a basketball coach.
Gottlieb?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he just stepped down from the radio gig.
Oh, well, that was a matter of time.
It should have never happened in the first place. God. Wait, Pasa, we have a call already?
Let's go to it.
Yeah, we have a call already.
Better way to get us on track.
Yeah, I was going to say, we said about three words about the Warriors this morning. Let's get out to D.C., our favorite capital. What's up, D? Good morning, man. How you doing?
What's going on? Dan DeVoe, what's up?
What up, D? Kick us off.
Hey, Howie, you think you smart, huh, Howie? You think you...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Smart. Every time Dan DeVoe opened his mouth to say something about the Warriors, For whatever reason, you tried to throw him off. Why are you doing that? Is it because you're tired of the losing, man? Come on, bro. You know we have a lot of energy to burn. Let's go.
D, I got 3 hours to kill with this guy. You kidding me? You tried dealing with him for one.
You're not smart, Howie. You're not smart.
I love it.
My man.
All right, man. Let me let you guys speak, man. Go ahead.
What do you got, D?
Yeah, we're waiting on you.
Hey, man. Listen. The Warriors are in trouble. First of all, I've been warning you guys about Draymond for years. They should have let go of Draymond since after the punch. But Lakers, for whatever reason, decided to keep this dude around. And that, to me, is a sign of an organization that's in disarray, right? They need multiple trades to fix this problem. They need at least 3 or 4 players, man. So how are they going to do that? I don't know. They're going to have to find a way to get rid of J.K., and clean up all this doggone midgets they have on the roster. But Lakers needs to step in and allow the GM to do his job. If the GM is shackled by Kerr and shackled by Lakers, there's no way he can implement the things that he wants to implement. You know what I'm saying? So I think Lakers needs to take a good look at himself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm the problem. I'm the reason why we wasted those draft picks, those lottery picks on youngsters who were not ready to ball. I'm the reason why the roster is currently as small as it is. I'm the reason why it is depleted of talent. So I need to step out the way and let people do their jobs. Because to be honest with you, Lakers hasn't been, ever since Jerry West left the organization, this organization has been going backward. Anyways, I'm going to leave it there and let you guys discuss.
No, D, hold on. So I heard the inbox of the owner is open. So if you want to send an email and voice these opinions personally, that's an option.
Oh, believe me, I've sent him several emails. I've checked him out on Twitter. I've been doing that for at least 6 years. Unfortunately, this dude has never done what he needs to do to fix the problem. Unfortunately, but for him to claim that he wants to win, he's doing a terrible job at trying to win because he's been disrespecting Steph Curry for years. That needs to stop, bro. You cannot have a mega star like that on your roster for you to decide to treat him the way he's treating them. That does not make any sense. Surrounding Steph Curry for nothing but a bunch of G Leaguers and also dudes who are too raw to play, that's wrong, man. That's wrong.
I got you, D. Well, I'll see what I can do with Joe. All right. Well, so, all right. Off of that, Dan. What is the biggest problem right now? You've had a week to survey the land
and start with Draymond.
Listen to the talk shows and all these yapping heads on 95.7 The Game and then blabbering about what's going on with the Warriors. What's your solution?
Well, let's start with Draymond. Okay. I think that's a good jumping off point. And he mentioned Draymond, and he also mentioned trades. So let me just throw this back at you. Is there any way, are we white gloving Draymond? Is he in the Steph Curry sort of pantheon of like, no, he's exiting stage left with Kerr, and he's going off to the sunset with Steph Curry? Is there any chance that his name is in conversations for potentially getting dealt in the next month and a half?
This is the first time in the first year in which I would respond yes.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to this season, not that he was untouchable, but Draymond Green was ultimately valuable to this team because I thought he gave you the best chance to win. I think he can still do a lot of the things that he used to do, but he's doing them less frequently than ever. And that's why I don't think he's going to get traded, but you absolutely have to consider it at this point, I think.
I'm with you, because the juice now is just not worth the squeeze. The defense is still good, but it has to be exceptional in order for this to make sense, because he's not giving you anything offensively on a team that is, what, 27th or in the bottom tier in terms of collective offense. And so having a guy that can't shoot and allowing the guy that is defending him to sag off and essentially help out on Steph or whomever, it's not worth it if he has clearly lost a step or two defensively. If he's no longer that guy on the defensive end, and if he's no longer that guy, in terms of all of the other things that he brings to the table for the Golden State Warriors, then it's clearly time for him to go. And I would think that he, of all people, would understand that this is just business at the end of the day. You have to understand that.
Yeah, and I think we're going to figure out between now and January 15th, or really February 15th, when the deadline is up, if that's the solution. I was looking into some of the numbers yesterday before the show, and because I wanted to figure out, I know that Draymond he's always been offensively challenged, especially the last few years. But to your point, what he did defensively felt like it always made up for that. Well, this team, you're right. The issue is their offense, and the numbers would back that up. They are right now 22nd in offense and 4th actually in defense. It's crazy to think about. And Draymond's a big reason for that, but he is among starting players or players that have started 20 or more games this year. His offensive rating is the worst in basketball. So to your point, he's not a threat. And Draymond he's still, I think, a good defensive player, but he's a defensive specialist at this point in his career. And defensive specialists generally don't play starting minutes. Unless, of course, you have a ton else surrounding them, which the Warriors don't. And that, to me, is kind of the larger issue I have watching this team, and it reminds me of last year's. There's too many specialists. There's players who are offensively challenged, defensively challenged, limited in some capacity, and there's really only one guy, obviously, that's able to carry this team night in and night out, and that's Steph Curry. But if he has an off night like he did against Phoenix, well, then you're vulnerable in that game as well. And that's why I think it's frustrating to watch the last three games. Last time we spoke was after Minnesota, but then the Portland game happens where Steph scores 48. You lose. Steph doesn't have a good game. You hold a team under 100. You still lose. And it feels like it's something that's biting the Warriors every single night. But I am with you that Draymond is a guy that, especially after turning the ball over 13 times in the last two games, you got to look at and wonder, is he going to retire a Warrior?
Well, there's
I don't know.
I want to get into it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I was just thinking about Clay, and we always thought Clay would retire a Warrior.
They don't want that to happen again. I think the whole Clay thing, Clay has turned into an angry old man. I told you he's going. He went after Miami's bench the other day, a bunch of rookies who weren't even in the league for three quarters of his career.
Well, that's the thing, is they're like the kids who were at the Fisher concert last night, Dan. They're chirping. He's got to let them know who he is.
Yeah. All right. I think when it comes to Draymond, there's a lot I want to get into Draymond, actually, especially as it relates to that game against the Phoenix Suns. By the way, I got the pre and the post, speaking of the Phoenix Suns, coming up tonight.
Oh, yeah?
5:30 tip.
Oh, I can't wait for him to win, and you got to walk everything back we're going to talk about these next 2.5 hours.
The one thing I think you have to take into account, and let me just ask you, is there anything there to this? And that is, when we talk about Draymond Green, it's sort of the immeasurables, right? It's the intangibles. Do you, if you trade him, do you lose, quote unquote, the personality of the team? Sort of the mother hen, sort of your enforcer, the guy who was the character behind this Warrior team for so many years, as far as those big games that he would step up, and a guy that would provide sort of the defense or the hard foul and let people know that the Warriors and Steph Curry and company are not going to be pushed around. Is something like that obviously, I know you're a stat guy, that you can't see on a piece of paper, is that something that you have to take into account in losing and or trading someone like that of Draymond Green?
Well, whether you're a stat guy or not, it's easy when at the 3:47 mark of the fourth quarter against Phoenix, Draymond Green checks into the game and throws it to the other team. 2 points ends up being the difference in the game. It's like, now, did he cost him the game on that play? No. But when Draymond used to check into a game to close, he helped him close. And lately, he's been costing them games. I mean, you cannot turn the ball over 20 times, a quarter of which belongs to one Draymond Green, give up 30 points in a game you only allowed 99, and expect to win. Like, that's the problem, is we're getting to the point where I'm wondering whether Draymond is worth it anymore. And I've always felt like he has. And who, you know, he could bounce back tonight. He could have a good game. But those games are becoming less and less frequent. And this is a team that is largely, you know, devoid of talent, especially elite talent compared to the other teams in the West. So you got to be buttoned up every single night, and you got to be at least consistent. And Draymond Green, he hasn't been consistent this season.
I do want to tease that I know everybody's going after him with the turnovers. Obviously, part of it is on him, but it's also on somebody else that's the real culprit in this.
Well, maybe Joe in San Jose wants to bring that up on the other side, but we got to hit a break. 888-957-9570. Dan DeVone, Evan Giddings, Warriors this week. We're taking you up until noon. Your calls all ahead on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors this week on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, that's Dan DeVone. My name is Evan Giddings. Flying here on a Saturday. And I totally forgot about this. There was also a big fight last night.
Oh, Paul goes down.
Yeah, he got cold cocked. It's about time, man. I'm telling you, that's what they were trying to do to those kids last night. Someone just got in the middle of it.
So were you able to play Peacemaker? Did you separate?
No, I just got the hell out of the way, man. Anytime that there's a bunch of people at a kind of a tight space and, you know, there's obviously alcohol, some people are on who knows what, you don't want to be in the middle of the action.
No, I told you I had a friend of mine who was driving around North Beach, and this is the day before Thanksgiving when all you lunatics just go off.
Oh, Blackout Wednesday?
Yeah. And he had somebody accost his car, and he got out of his car and then was just mauled by, like, you know, guys a quarter his age. Literally got just attacked and nailed and punched. And he's like, dude, I'm like, why did he get out of the car? Just drive home. Like,
hey. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not his fault. He got assaulted, but I don't like confrontation, Dan. I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. And as much as I can avoid someone potentially throwing a random elbow, you don't want to be a product of friendly fire, and you certainly don't want to be a product of a fight that you don't have any involvement with. So defuse situations, put your hands down, and just keep enjoying whatever you're doing. There's no reason to get out of the car when there's four 25-year-olds that are blasted on Wednesday right before Thanksgiving. Just keep it moving.
And the guy that was with him is also a friend of ours. This is Dolphin Club people. The nicest guy in the world. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 45, 50. Just this. He's about maybe 5'5". He looks like he has never been in a fight his entire life. But he sits in the car and he's watching his buddy just get absolutely tattooed. He's like, well, I can't sit in the car and watch Oliver just absolutely get, you know, smashed. So he gets out of the car. And he's got these horn-rimmed glasses, and so I see him the next day. He's got this big shiner. And so Oliver was all caught up in the moment. Like, he's like, you okay? And he's like, oh, my God, what did they do to you? And he had this big bloody eye. He's like, no, I got my glasses. Oh, they took my Giants hat. And so Oliver goes, Oliver, who's been watching way too much TV, goes, oh, they got our colors? Like, what? Now you're a gang fool? What are we doing
they
here?
They got our colors? I don't think I've heard that one.
Well, that's like goes back to the Crips and the Bloods back in the day in South Central L.A. where it was all about, you know, you went down a wrong hood and you were wearing the wrong colors. It's gang talk. It's like, oh, my God, will you please just get in the car and
just
go home?
Just imagining Costanza as your buddy and just getting out of the car and get absolutely hammered. All right, let's get into it. Let's do it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Joe, who's in San Jose, wants to get into the Warriors and the week that was. What's up, Joe? Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I just wanted to 2 points. One on Coach Kerr and the other one on Azubuike and Fitz,
okay,
the announcers.
Oh, I like this.
I find those two announcers the most annoying announcers I've ever heard in my life. They're horrible. As a book, he's always taking the side of the opposing side. He's always telling why they, you know. But anyway, on Coach
call
Kerr,
anytime, Joe.
Look, when an executive says it starts having too many, being bothered by the complaining about the work that the workers are doing, I always see management. It's management, and Kerr, he keeps playing three guards, and then Jimmy and Green or at the center spot or at the power forward. And then Curry, I can't even think of his name. Anyway, but the three small guards of Spencer and all the other Moody, and they cannot rebound in the fourth quarter. In the final 3 minutes, we've lost each game. Who was playing that guard lineup? The three guard lineup. And yeah. People like Trace Jackson Davis, maybe Post, D have led for three quarters, and they've taken a lead. But boy, come the fourth quarter, Coach Kerr, every time he goes back to his same lineup with the three small guards. I don't understand it. It hasn't worked for years now. Why does he continue to do this? And I really think that it's time for Coach Kerr to step down.
I got you, Joe.
Good call, Joe.
Appreciate the call, Joe.
Really good call.
Well, again, it's like...
insightful.
He might. This is the last year for Steve Kerr. So everybody who's saying that this is time, it might be time. We're going to find out.
Well, I'm glad he took it there because I'm a Steve Kerr guy. I love Steve Kerr as a human being and as a coach. Look, at any time you're an NBA coach of the Warriors and we're doing a show like this, you're going to take some shrapnel, right? There's going to be some, you got to take some shots. It just comes with the territory. But I'm a fan of his at the end of the day. Here's where I want to go because I know it was easy target for Draymond Green and the turnovers in the Golden State Warriors. Evan, this is why I almost called in yesterday. That's on Steve Kerr. And it's been on Steve Kerr for a long time. I know you disagree with this. And here's where I want to go, and we can give a huge drop to this. It goes back to my days when I did the Mike Holmgren show. And I remember Mike Holmgren specifically saying, Dan, there's two things that I can control, man. And that's penalties and turnovers. I can nullify those two things. Guy drops a pass. Offensive lineman misses an assignment. Things are going to happen, right? Beyond my capabilities as a head coach. The Seattle Seahawks were the least penalized team in the NFL during his tenure. They also, listen, if you were a running back for the Seahawks and you fumbled a football, you just weren't playing. Take it to the NBA. Greg Popovich, what is Pops known for? Pops is known for defense, and in his half-court sets, his teams have never turned the ball over. Thibodeau. I know Tibbs plays his guys into the ground, but you want to know why Tibbs was a good coach? His teams never turned the ball over. And those two old grizzled SOBs, you know what they are? And Holmgren is? They're disciplinarians at the end of the day. That's what this gets down to. This isn't about an isolated game or a rash of games. This goes back years. Now, listen, there was a method to the madness when they would get up and down and play this chaotic style of basketball, and it worked and you won championships. Now it just makes no sense because you're an older team that is just simply turning the ball over and you can't score. But the reason why it continues to happen is because you have an undisciplined coach that allows Draymond Green to do that. That Draymond Green, Steph Curry, you name the player, knows that there is not going to be any fallback because I've done this before, and this is the culture of who the Warriors are. Steve Kerr can get in front of a podium, and he can address the press corps and talk about turnovers and how we have to eradicate them, but there has to be some sort of discipline implemented and recultivating the culture that is the Golden State Warriors when it comes to turnovers, because turnovers are one thing that a coach can actually impact. But if you're an undisciplined coach and you lean too far to the left in terms of being a player's coach, this is what you get.
Well, first of all,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Think the Broncos are good?
Where are we going with this?
They commit the second most penalties in football. Sean Payton's a pretty good coach. It has to do with
Are you going to tell me you can create a winning atmosphere with turnovers?
I mean, they're 11-2.
Well, that to me is the outlier. If I'm a football fan, I want a coach who's not has a team that's not committing turnovers.
No, I agree with you. Or committing penalties, but the fact of the matter is, Steve Kerr has done it his way for 10 years.
God bless him.
It don't work when he doesn't have the players. But I would ask, which coaches can make it work when you don't have the players? I mean, don't get me wrong. And we've had this discussion before. It was actually about Curry. Is that you got to discipline Curry when he turns the ball over and when he's it's like, no, you don't. It's Steph. Draymond's different. Draymond is someone that they haven't disciplined at any point throughout his career, even when he's harmed teammates. But I think that might be coming to a head. I think we are at a point where the turnovers that Draymond's committing are directly involved in the Warriors being a sub-500 basketball team. And as a result of that, I think that Steve Kerr is going to do something about it because the entire season, he's discussed turnovers being the primary reason why this team can't find its footing. Probably what's holding this offense back, because they don't have a ton of scorers. They're not great shooters. So the one thing you can't do is give your other team extra possessions. Draymond Green is right now the biggest culprit of that. He turns the ball over more than anybody on the team. And here's a stat for you. Per 100 possessions, he turns the ball over more than all but one player in the NBA. He turns the ball over more than Harden and Doncic.
Would you not agree that it's allowed to happen?
Well, yeah, because you're dependent on him. And my point is you got to change that. Like it's 28 games now.
So then we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I think that Draymond Green needs a role reduction.
But you think it's just isolated to him and it's not an environmental thing?
well, he's the biggest culprit. He's the one who turns the ball over the most on the team. You can't take Steph out. He does it. I get it. He turns the ball over, but you can't.
It's not about taking a guy out.
You can't demote him.
You can be a disciplinarian without benching a guy.
Yeah, but he's been here for 14 years. If you're going to discipline Draymond Green, you would have done that already. But we know the Warriors are never going to do that. And I don't know if you brought in, let's say, a different coach, is that coach brought in to discipline Draymond Green? No, to me, the moment you decide that you're done with Steve Kerr or you want to try to discipline Draymond, then you got to get off of everyone. And I don't think we're there yet, but if this thing continues to move in the wrong direction, because I don't think there's a Jimmy Butler trade out there that's going to save this season. You can only try to marginally improve and maybe use Kuminga. But to your point, I think the more they lose, the more everything's on the table. And that also includes Draymond.
There's one thing about Draymond. And again, I'm a fan of his as well at the end of the day.
You love his podcast.
I love his podcast. I like him. I like enforcers. I do. I that reminds me of basketball back in the 90s. I like guys who commit hard fouls still.
And you like Dylan Brooks?
That's where I wanted to go with this. So Draymond is that big bad wolf for the Golden State Warriors, sort of the mother hen protecting the flock. If he's the guy that sets the tone for the Warriors, don't mess with my basketball team, how the hell does he let that happen to his boy? And I'm talking about the foul that was committed by Dylan Brooks, the egregious just shot to the gut. How does the tough guy, the enforcer for the Golden State Warriors, allow that to happen? How does he allow poor mild-mannered Moses Moody get bullied throughout the entire game by that of Dylan Brooks? Where's our guy? Where is Draymond Green standing up to Dylan Brooks? I'll tell you where he is. He's looking for Salty Aldama. He's looking for Nurkic. He's looking for Rudy Gobert. He wants to fight guys that are going to back down or he knows he's not going to get or very little pushback. That's a fake tough guy. I need you to represent Steph against Dylan Brooks. Get in Dylan Brooks' grill. Get in Isaiah Stewart's grill. You know why he won't? Because he's like the rest of us. He's afraid of beef stew too. Because beef stew will get back after him and that's not somebody Draymond wants to mess with. So how could that have happened? When Draymond Green's on the floor, if he's that guy.
Because he's feeling sorry for himself because he's turned the ball over five times in the game and he's cost his team the game. I mean, the fact that they almost won that game was pretty ridiculous. Dylan Brooks basically gave them a five-point possession. But seriously, I don't have the answer to that question, and it's a great point. If Draymond is supposed to be this heart and soul, why isn't that out there defending the best player on the team? I think it's because... And I can play some sound for you if you want, or I can just tell you. But Draymond was despondent after the game. Draymond, I've never heard him sound more defeated. And I think that's why he didn't go after Dylan Brooks, is because he was feeling sorry for himself. Because he played awful. And he's played awful for the last two games. I think that's why.
You know, it's interesting that you, and I want to get into this on the other side.
Well, we got a lot of time here.
I know.
we got like 10 minutes here.
In the next 30 seconds? I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, Ev, I felt watching that game as intently as I did, that for the first time, I got these signals. And this has never happened in the, 11 plus years? How many years has Steve Kerr been there? 13 years, 12? I've never felt this in the Steph, Draymond, Steve Kerr era. Could be wrong. Could be buying into something that's not there. But I've watched enough basketball, so have you, or team sports at the professional level where it's just like, whoa, body language is a little weird here. Something's a little amiss. You just had 4 days off. Why the lethargy? Usually, when those things go off in my head, it tells me there's something happening internally, which is never... Listen, I know we've had issues with Draymond Green. That's not what I'm referring to. Usually when a team is playing like that, there is something that's going on, and I'm talking about finger pointing, or there's something off in the locker room. And the one thing that Steve Kerr and the Warriors have always got right is the locker room, and I think a lot of it is attributed to when your best player is one of the nicest guys both on and off the court, Steph Curry. But it was the first time I felt as though, uh-oh. And you know where that finger's pointed at. And I don't know. I have nothing to back this up or to substantiate any of this. But this is what Jimmy Butler does. Jimmy Butler did this in Chicago. He did this in Minnesota. He did this in Philly. And he sure as hell did it in Miami. I don't know that that's what's going on. But Jimmy Butler, this is his MO. Start well. Everybody loves me. And then when we start to lose, I'm the first guy that starts to point a finger and create that cancer in a locker room. He's done it everywhere he's gone. And I just, again, I might be reading into something that's not there. But for the first time, I was like, why is this Warrior team collectively acting like this?
Well, this is something we've talked about since the beginning of the season. There's none of the Butler buddy fun, ha-ha, look-at-me jokey moments. And I think that's not a coincidence. I don't think that this team is as joyful as it was last year. And I also don't think it's solely Jimmy Butler's fault.
I don't know.
But I will say he hasn't talked to the media for three straight games. He doesn't talk after practices. So we have not heard from Jimmy Butler since, I think it was the game before Minnesota. You got to go back to Chicago, actually, I think was the last time that he spoke. So it's been a while since we've heard from Jimmy Butler. You know, no one's had the chance to ask him about not shooting or, you know, a bounce back game. He played really well against Phoenix. He was obviously their best player, though they lost. We don't know where Jimmy Butler's at. And one thing that is, I know that people kind of look around and say, all right, Jimmy Butler's, you know, he's been a locker room cancer in his career. He doesn't really start stuff publicly. Like, if you have followed Jimmy Butler's career, and again, I don't think we're there yet, but it usually starts with him just not talking. Jimmy's not a guy that makes a large stink. He doesn't do it publicly. He just silently phases himself out. And that is something that affects the team. But I think in regards to Draymond, the Draymond that I heard after the Phoenix game, that's the same tone that Klay Thompson had in his last season with Golden State. That's what's concerning to me. It's not that Draymond can't help them win. It's not that this might be Draymond's last year. It's that tone is that's a defeated tone that we've heard before from a Warriors legend. And we all found out after the season that Klay Thompson was not the easiest guy to deal with behind the scenes. And he feels to this day like that divorce was a little bit of each side's fault. I'm just saying, man, if things do not get better, you know, Draymond's tone, that's something that I'm very much keeping an eye on, because I remember how difficult it was sometimes to listen to Klay Thompson his last year here, because he clearly was not happy. Draymond Green didn't sound not happy, but he sounded as low as I've heard him in the last couple of years.
Because he played like crap.
Well, he's been playing like crap. He's turning the ball over 5.6 times per 100 possessions. He's one of the worst offensive players, efficiency-wise, in basketball. And he knows it. He's never shot this low from the field. You got to go all the way back to his rookie season the last time he was this bad from the floor. You got to go all the way back to his second season the last time that he shot this poorly from three-point range. You got to go back all the way as far as turning over the ball to, I think it was 2023. Like, all of these things that are happening right now to Draymond Green, yes, he's 35, but he is the least amount efficient as possible, and he's playing fewer minutes than he ever has.
Okay, somebody agrees with me. Let's get to the phone call.
Okay, all right. Let's get to Fred, who's in Richmond, before we got to hit a break here. Freddie! Welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me on. I was just on my way home from work, and I was listening. I understand about the situation with Draymond, but I think a lot of people just don't understand. Draymond just had a personal day off not too long ago. I think his wife had one a pregnancy or just had a baby, a newborn. And I don't think he's psychologically back into the tune of being who he's supposed to be, which is Draymond Green. That's why I don't think he really attacked Dylan Brooks the other night after that real awful flagrant foul that Dylan did against Steph Curry. But I believe once they get a win or two under their belt, everything will just go back to normal. I don't think Jimmy Butler is really that upset. I mean, I think it's just the dog days of the NBA season. It is stressful because after 30 games, like, we're two games under 500, but I think a good week or two and everything will turn around. But I just don't want the NBA world to think that Draymond is not a tough guy. I believe he is. I don't think that if he went at Dylan Brooks, it would have turned out real good as far as Draymond. And that's not what the Warriors need right now. They need a win, not Draymond beating up somebody. But thanks for having me on, you guys.
Good call, my man. I don't need him to beat somebody up. I need him to have somebody's back and just let Dylan Brooks know, bro, you don't do that to my guy.
Well, he could do it tonight. Well, it was a cheap shot.
No, I'm saying Draymond doesn't need to cheap shot Dylan Brooks. He needs to get in his face and go, you don't do that as long as I'm on the floor. However it is he wants to deliver the message. That's a good point. He better do that tonight. Not only that, did you see what he was doing to Moses Moody? I'm talking about Dylan Brooks. Poor Moses Moody. Who's Moses Moody ever hurt?
Oh, Moses. Poor Moses. Yeah, he's Dylan the villain, man. That's who he is. Broke Gary Payton II's arm. He's swatting at Curry. He's hitting his hand all playoffs last year. He's dirty. We know this. Do something about it. Or take out Devin Booker. Eye for an eye. We'll find out tonight, though. Dan's got pre and post, so he'll keep you locked here on 95.7 The Game. I think that game's at 5:30.
It's going to be the best pregame show in the history of, what are we calling that thing?
Warriors Live?
Warriors Live.
Warriors Live and Warriors Wrap Up. All right, we're an hour in. We got two more to go. I see the yard doctor in Napa. We got to step aside, and we'll come back and take your call on the other side. Giddings and DeVone, back after this, 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually,
you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.